Here's a thought I'll title The Annual Best Of Series. Yesterday I was talking about the 7 years that I did a winter trees folio and what a challenge that was, because every year I had to come up with a new way to photograph winter trees. And it wasn't as easy as I thought it was going to be, because it was too easy to duplicate and just repeat what I'd done the previous years. So each year the challenge was to come up with a new way of seeing and photographing winter trees. Well, that annual nature of things got me thinking, and today I want to talk about a variation on that theme, which is the annual Best Of series. Because I love reading short stories so much, over the years I've collected quite a number of anthology books that are often the best of short stories of that year. A month or so ago, I talked about the authors that I had seen in a used volume I found of the best short stories of 1926. Well, it occurs to me that that's another idea of something we could do with our photography. First, isn't it interesting that I found this book called The Best of Short Stories in 1926, but yet here it is almost 100 years later and I'm still reading it? That is to say, The Best Of has what I might characterize as sticking power from a marketing sense. Everybody wants to see the best of something, so why not the best of your photographs? What if you were to put together an annual project that was the best of your photographs from the previous year? So could you go back today and make a selection of images that are the best of your photographs from 2024, for example? Notice that there doesn't need to be a criteria of how many. So in the winter trees folio I was talking about yesterday, I did 5 images each year. But an annual best of your photography, 1 year it could be 5 images, the next year it might be 25 images. It just depends on what your criteria is for choosing the best. And by the way, that's the next question that this train of thought brings to mind. What is the criteria you would use to select which are the best images from the year? Would you choose the ones that pleased you the most, even though nobody else liked them? Would you choose the ones that were the most popular based on feedback or maybe even sales? Would you choose the ones that got the most thumbs up on your Instagram page? What criteria would you use to say, these are my best? And of course, you can probably predict what I'm going to suggest, because I don't think thumbs up or sales or applause has anything to do with making your best work. Your best work is the work that challenged you the most and came out the most successful, the ones that pleased you the most. So this exercise almost forces us to think about how we consider what is our best work, which can be defined, of course, any way you want to define it, but how you define it will probably change the nature of the work that gets included in the project. And then, of course, there's the question of media. Do you do the annual Best Of series as a folio, as a series of prints, as a small exhibition that you put up in your home? Do you do a PDF? Is it a web gallery? Or is it all of the above? The concept of doing an annual best of is a pretty good motivator, not only to review work that we've done, but review how we make selections about what we think is our best. That definition of the best being so fuzzy, we can define it any way we want. And just having to think about that can clarify to some degree how we might select those and how we might photograph in the current year. So, the annual best of your work might be a really fun and useful idea.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.